Look, I'm extremely proud of how we fought. You know, in the context of the game was when they got out to that 10-point, we really couldn't peg that back. And when we did, they'd come up with a big bucket. You know, in the end, last quarter was fantastic from our guys. You know, so it was, you're a competitor and you want to win all the time, and it's difficult to go that. But you know, you tip your hat to Cairns. They played well, and we had just so many. We needed a bit of luck going our way, especially with you know, getting crippled by injury on the eve of the finals. And it seemed like every ball would roll out for us or rattle out, or and missed a few runs around the basket that you need to put pressure on. But extremely proud of how this team has handled adversity, how we've came through, and you know, to have 7 or 8 contracted players and bring 3 DPs in for the finals. It's a credit to the guys. They didn't drop their bundle at all. They stayed together and played hard. And hopefully, you know, the Perth faithful seen that in the last quarter. We just couldn't get over the hump. Yeah, he's been leading all year. You know, he's probably, this year might be even better than he played last year. I thought he was outstanding, consistent, and you know, that's what you want the leader to do, to take the responsibility on his shoulders. And he's had a great captain's year this year.
You mentioned things not going your way, the ball rolling the wrong way. Do you think that's kind of symptomatic of how your season's been? Every time you've got momentum, something's rolled the wrong way.
Yeah, and then we got, you know, what was it, 2 points, and Jesse did his calf or hurt his calf or cramped. And it's been, look through, I've been coaching since 96, so what's that, 19 years. I've never had 4 guys go season ending with Lewis, Ernest, Sean and Greg. I've never seen that. We've had illness, we've had toes, we've had, you know, it's the black cat that walked in front of us, we should have kicked the bloody mongrel. So, you know, we just got to get back and retool. You know, the heart of this team is still there, and we've seen that in the last quarter, just their fighting spirit, and we got to retool and get healthy.
So are you sort of confident the roster of the team you have is still a championship contender? It's just me, it's a lot on your side?
Well, it's not just staying healthy, and obviously we had, you know, we'll challenge for top spot, first 2 positions that you're trying to get, and we kind of fell off at the back end of the year just with injuries basically. And you got to win a championship, you need a little bit of luck, and you got to stay healthy. So you know, if could have, should have, you can say all those things, but it didn't. So we got to, you know, hopefully still keep our nucleus together. That's what we wanted to do last year. I still believe in them, still believe that we're a championship-caliber team. We just got to make sure we retool real well and ready to improve next year.
How quickly do you dig into that review?
Well, we're finished now, so start straight away. You know, find out who's contracted, who's not contracted, who's free agents, and we'll go through that process. Our season starts next year. Starts now.
So you're not sort of foreshadowing any wholesale changeovers?
Not that I know of. Yeah, but you know, I've never coached a year, the next year's the same personnel. It's always something happens different, so that's to be expected.
How about the great injury? Was there going to be any chance to play tonight, or did you know sort of pretty early that
we had? We kind of knew, and he just had no push-off when he did that in Cairns. You know, it was pretty, we knew, but we didn't know technically until we got a scan, and then he's got a tear in the other calf, you know, not his injured calf. So it was going to be a 4 to 6 week injury. You know, so it's tough when you lose your 2 leaders, you know, one on the eve of your playoffs, and then you're probably the one guy that gets out there and plays heart and soul more than his ability, and we miss that. We miss both of those guys. But not saying that the guys on the court didn't play well, they did. And I was especially proud of him.
Manny's performance tonight?
Outstanding. Yeah, he made some foul shots for one.
What'd you
hit?
A while.
So, mate, he was good. He gave us 6 or 7. He gave us the targets inside, finishes the double-double. You know, we wanted to work on our rebound. We lost it, but it was a focal point for us. But I thought he was the one shining light there on offense when we weren't really going in that first half. It was Matt was really keeping us going. I think he had nearly had half the score at one stage. So, yeah, that was good.
Matt, what's the overriding
one? Still really hasn't sunk in yet. The season's over. Still expect to turn up training tomorrow, but probably tomorrow will really sit in that our season is over.
Tell us about the belief of the guys in that last quarter. I mean, did that ever sort of waver that you guys could make a run and come back quickly?
We're never going to give in. This team, as Trevor said, we've been through so much. We could have easily just given up, being down by 12, but the fight of these guys, we showed in the last quarter. We had full hell, the Red Army here to support us, and we didn't want to give a bad performance for them. And we gave everything we had, but unfortunately just fell short.
What's it going to feel like sitting down and watching the grand final series without you in it?
To be honest, I probably won't watch it. It hurts too much the last couple of years. But the years we've missed out, it's been pretty tough. So, yeah, probably followed on social media, but probably won't watch it.
Who wins it from you,
Well, look, the two best teams are in it, obviously. You know, that's a... We've beaten Cairns a couple of times and we couldn't beat New Zealand, so I think it's going to go down, and it's a home court to Cairns, so I think it's going to be a cracker final. I really can't, you know, we haven't beat New Zealand, so I think they were playing possum the last couple of games of the year and just laying low and ready to go, and, you know, they've notched it up a couple of levels in the semi-final, so should be a good series. Yeah, hate it. Absolutely hate it. The guys are playing that hard, and like if the game had gone to three, we would have been on a plane tomorrow and play. It's just the welfare of the players. It's the semi-final should be over two weekends. Should be a Friday, following Friday, Sunday, so the guys can recover, and it doesn't give enough time to play at their peak, you know, to handle the changes, and you know, I don't think it's good for us. Mate, we'll go through that process, so, you know, we'll sit down, go through it again, and obviously we'll go through probably summer league, and it's not necessarily that position, it's best available, and, you know, make sure we might be able to fill his position with someone else, so who knows.
Does Dre have any chance to report to the D-League now at all?
Look, I haven't talked to him at all about that, but I would say it's early March, so... You know, he's got he'd go for another 6 weeks, so he could probably pick up a gig there, or he might want to go overseas, the same as James did last year, to get a little bit more money before trying again in summer league. But that's, you know, we'll try and advise him the right way, but it's going to be his call.
Last one for me, to Matty, just on that point about the playoff schedule, would you guys have loved just an extra day or two to rest?
Oh, definitely. We knew it was always going to be tough, being the away team. Cairns is a long trip. Yesterday we were up at like 2 o'clock Perth in the morning. We get back and then we're back at it today. It's pretty tough to back up, especially with all the flying, and we're a depleted team, obviously. But yeah, I prefer what Trev said, a Friday, Sunday, which it has been the last couple of years. So
I'm not using that as an excuse. Yeah. Please don't print that, because that's just the way it is. And if we have any influence on that, we'll be recommending that semi-final should be over two weekends and the grand final should be over two weekends.